About tzitzis, I'm going to tell you something today. Who had the tzitzis? About tzitzis, I'm going to tell you something today. Something I found new. You brought me to this tziv. The tziv, any kind of tziv. Yeah, okay. The various things bother me very, very much. There are two Rambams. The Rambam changes the Gemara. Give me a Rambam is Mada and the Rambam Ahava. And the Gemara Menachos. Very famous Gemara Menachos. Every teenager in Frisch knows it. His Rambam Mada. Perkei. The Rambam talks about Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem and the Rambam says the special Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem for Adam Golub B'Tayra refers to Machasidus. Right. And people are watching him, he says. Even they're not a veru, the Chiddush Rambam. No, not even a small veru. How is a Chiddush Hashem? There's a whole bunch of examples. He doesn't pay his debts on time, even though no real veru. And he has the money. He brushes them off. Or he goes around angry. Not friendly. Oshain the boy benachas and abrius. Vena makpilam b'seiv upon him yofais. What do you mean? I know certain gedolim look nasty all the time. He said, "Vena makpilam b'seiv upon him yofais." Right? What's the answer? The answer is makpilam b'seiv upon. It's not makpilam. Why did they come? The answer is talking about he invited them and then they come. He's nasty. But no one invited them. So of course they're nasty. They might have shot. He invited them, he's nasty. And then he says a whole bunch of things that Talmud Chacham is Mechal Hashem without any real Avera. He's angry on a veru or not? That's a good question. Bal ketotav akas lifnei b'shuras adin, that's Kiddush Hashem. If he doesn't do lifnei b'shuras adin, it's a chil Hashem, not the real chil Hashem. It's also Chil Hashem, not the real Chil Hashem. And then he says, a whole list over here, look over here. Shouldn't eat when I'm a ratzim. And now he said, V'loi roi tamid, Ella, should always be seen the following way. Oisik v'tayra, is leading and learning, it should always be leading and learning. Otto v'tzitzis, Mukhtar v'tfilin. Talmud Chacham should always be seeing these three pursuits. Oisik v'tayra means iyun. Chaz says iyun shakua, not superficial. Otto v'tzitzis, always wearing tzitzis, and muchta v'tayra, crowned with tefillin, a crown, and then everybody loves him and they praise him and they want to copy him. Has a Kiddush Hashem. Right. He has over here three things. Now, where does it get now? There's a Gemara, which Ram himself quotes, one second, in Yuma, by Kiddush Hashem, and there it says, give me a Rambam tefillin. Ava. The Rambam says in tefillin, Perzalid in Tefillin. The Rambam says, a beautiful Rambam, very famous Rambam. Dushas Tefillin, Dusha Gedoyla, Dusha Gedoyla, Dusha Tefillin. And he says an interesting thing. Shekhol's man, Shetefillin al Roshoi, on the Valzroyoi, who onov? It's a machine, not just supposed to be an onov. Tefillin's a machine. As long as you're wearing tefillin, you are an onov. Hear that? The yorei. Yerushimayim vein and nimshach b'schoik v'sicha v'teilo. You're not attracted, you don't do schoik and sicha v'teilo. Vein and maharei machshav v'zrois. It stops machshav v'zrois. It's a machine. Elamafana liboy. The divrei ho emes v'atzedek. The fikoch. Tzorch odom l'shtadar. The yoysen olav kol hayom. Shemitzvot and kachi. Very strange thing. The shtadel should try to it from the whole day, and that's the mitzvah. And what does it mean? The shtadel, that's the mitzvah. It means don't get pturim. Avoid all the pturim. Shemitzvot and kachi. And he says, Omu alav, al rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Zahadis, but what's that? Al Rab Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What's there? They said on him. What's there? No. Gadisbar. What's there? Omu Allah Baal. Al Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who's interested who's Talmud is? What's the gay over here? What's he telling me? What's the resume? What? Resume? What's good? Orlando College? It's a Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so they won't let him in. Right, Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shekol Yomav, Voi Ruhu, Sheholach, Abamis, Beloit Torah, Oy Beloit Tzitzis, Oy Beloit Tefillin. Now, there's no Gemara like that. He changed the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beloit Tefillin, and Beloit Torah. Rav added the word Tzitzis over here. Amazing thing. And Hilchos said that too also. On the side, he asked a question. The Gemara di Don Lesa. I insist this prayer. Give me your office to say there. Yeah, that's the... So where it's coming from, we don't know. What's the pshat? What do these three things have in common over here? What are these three things? Right. You see, for the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin, these are machines. What do? They make you into an anav, they make you into a tzaddik, into your shemayim. It's a machine. Azar machine, azar. You hear that? Azar machine. People complain. A lot of boys. They don't see it working. Yeah. Anyway, calls man shu bizroy of a roshay. Who on earth? Who tzaddik? Who yoshemayim? Right. In a mafana her royim. Wow. That's what he says. Do you get a money back guarantee from the cipher? It's a machine. Apparently, you're not listening to the directions. Apparently. So these three things. What's the pshat? That is, these three things are machines. In other words, they are mekadesh to Adam. They lift them up, they make him into a kadesh, they're mekadesh him. They're mekadesh him. Now, we know that. You see, Torah makes him into a this kadesh. It's mekadesh him. It's got it, if he's how much he learns, depends how much he learns. He's in Scottish from Torah. Tefillin. Tefillin. Mantia Teres Hashem Beficho. What does it do? Mantia Teres Hashem Beficho. It's a Scottish. But Tefillin, It's kedusha. It's a crown. Your malchus haKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam is adding, it's this week's sedra. What's he adding over here?
Tzitzis.
Tzitzis. As makadosh the Adam. Tzitzis is makadosh the Adam. And where's it coming from, the Rambam? Tzitzis makadosh the Adam. Get me started. Two Rambams. You said that Torah and Wells and Tefillin. The Rambam, and that's why he said Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What is he saying? Tom Rabbeinu HaKadosh? There's too much Kedusha over here. He learned from him how to get Kedusha. He's a Sefer Rishis Chochma from Ramak. Rishis Chochma, Yeshiva, everybody has it. There used to be, before the Rizal, the monopoly on Kabbalah, Rishis Chochma. He had Shar HaKedusha. Hoshar, Erech Vav, he says that. These three things are I'm a Kaddish to Adam. So your Otto for Tzitzis, it makes you Kaddish. Amazing. Matzah doesn't make you Kaddish. Shaking the Num Lulav does not make you Kaddish at all. No Mitzvah makes you Kaddish. So these three things. Which three things? Torah, Tefillah does not make you Kaddish, apparently. Feeling that. Only what? Only Torah, it's feeling. Mantiat Vishim Raficha. And the 13 tzitzis. Otav tzitzis makes you holy. So I thought about it. It says, V'yisem Doshim Lelikechem. And what does that go on? Vasisim is called Mitzvoisai. You do all the mitzvahs. V'yisem k'doshim lo l'keichem. V'yisem k'doshim lo l'keichem. And what does it go on? V'yisem k'doshim lo l'keichem. So I found a sifri on the pasuk. What does k'dusha k'doshim lo l'keichem? The sifri says, Zu k'dushas kol ha-mitzvahs. You do all the mitzvahs, you kadosh. But see, it's called mitzvahsai. Vizim kadoshim. Ata oimer, zu kdushas mitzvahs, it's free. Oyena elo kdushas tzitzis. But Marta, about many mitzvahs, kdushas called mitzvahs, but we don't even know, zu kdushas tzitzis, ata oimer. But you know, kdushas haguf, or all the mitzvahs, it says already, kdoshim to you. It says kdoshim to you. So what's he saying again, Kedoshim? It's a Kedoshim to you. What's how we call mitzvah samurais? What happened when we use Kedoshim? Well, Kedoshim, the Kedusha Tzitzis may magid, Shat Tzitzis may sefes Kedusha Yisrael. Hear that? Tzitzis am a Kaddish you. Imagine that's what I have to be, boy, Tzitzis. Tzitzis am a Kaddish you. I saw the Mepharshim say, that's why the mitzvah to buy tzitzis, even though you don't have to. Unless you have dalad tnofos, kamfos. No. You have to buy tzitzis to be a kadosh. Right. I'll explain that to you. How does that work? Torah makes a kadosh. Chaim Lodz has a lot about this. Torah makes you kadosh. Tefillin makes you kadosh. Right. Tefillin. Without tefillin, you're kakafli mal tefillin. What's tefillin? The muhtav of tefillin. Tzitzis makes you kadosh. How does tzitzis make you kadosh? Why should tzitzis make you kadosh? So this is, I'll tell you pshat. There's a very famous story with Gemara Menachos. Very famous story, and a lot of the yukim over here. Mem Dalid, it's Mem Dalid. Second, yeah, here it is. And then we'll understand. There's also a machlokes, a mesechta tzitzis. Alright, Masechta Tzitzis, Machlokes. We have been noyeg with tzitzis like a double kodesh or not, like tefillin. Right. And you have to be careful, it should go on the floor, tzitzis, or no. It's like a matzah goes on the floor. You have to worry about it? No. Matzah falls on the floor. Schach falls on the floor. That's okay, it should be a bizarre. What about tzitzis? Is machloek to be sacked to tzitzis? No, you want to do so or not? What should it be? Why is there any other mitzvah? A shofar falls on the floor. So, right, a lulav, a shofar, a schach, matzah. You don't worry about it. As a matter of fact, the only reason I wear my tzitzis outside sometimes is because inside it itches. Right. Not because of bezoyin. But I still have shimer without bezoyin. But I think it's out itching. Itching. Here's the story over here. My sabbat and echad should zohir mitzitzitzis. Very careful mitzitzitzis. There's a strange character over here with a story over here. Shoma, he's very careful with tzitzis. Shoma sheyesh zayna, but kalki ayam, they tell us, dollars may zahuv him, this chara. A very expensive zayna over here. Shigirlo, he emailed, abba may zahuv him, the kovel is man, shigir is manoi, bob yoshev al ha-pesach, nechal sashim chosar, her assistant, Amalah, I say, Adam, Shashiga Dalma is written ball. Yoshua Pesach, he's by the Pesach. Amalah, he connects, let him come in. Right, Nichnas, he's Seal, Zion, Mito, Sheish, Shal Kesef, the Achash, Shal Zohov. Right, you have to know the whole Mahalcha over there. Right, Achash, Shal Zohov. And then, Bekoachs Racha Sulam Shal Kesef, Vol Yonah Shal Zahav, all kinds of interesting things over here. Also, Yoshua on the top bed, Shishia Rumo, Vafu Allah, Leishiv Aron Kenegdo, but he took off his clothes, the Dalit Tzitzis banged him on his face. He jumped down from the bed, all the way, and then he got killed. Jumped down on the floor. Agabi Karka. So she jumped. Amaloi, Gapa Shalom was that the God. I swear, I'm not going to leave till you tell me what happened. What did you find me? She got very insulted. She got very insulted. He rejected her. So he swore, I'll write her. Everybody swearing over here. I never saw a beautiful woman like you. We have a mitzvah. Tzitzishma, and it says over there, Ani Hashem Elokeinu, Shtei Pomim. Ani hu sha'asa li para. Vani hu sha'asa li shalom schar. Nidmu Hashem, Nidmu, the four tzitzis are four witnesses. Four witnesses. And they're going to testify. And each witness had a gimasra. What did one tzitzis say? When you die, you're gonna fry. Right. What did other tzitzis say? When you coast, you're gonna toast. Or roast. Right? And the other third tzitzis said, when you're gonna drop, they're gonna chop. What the fourth one say? And you know the poem over here. Right?
Burn.
Anyway. When it comes your turn, you're gonna burn. So he said, four witnesses. Oh. So she said, what she said over here. For Adam, Amaloi, I'm not letting you go so you tell me your name. And she's writing down his name. Mashem Ircho, what city you're from? Mashem Rabach, Rabbi Shurkin, Mashem Beishikot. Tomo, that's a lovely rhetorical. Right? So then, she's very wealthy, she divided her whole estate. She's Samalcha, she's Nanim, she's not lost, she took with her. She came to be Smedrish, Shavchia, right? She became a Geris, right? Anyway, he married her and they lived happily. Right. So, what state though? Why is it hasn't a Kaddish? How's Tfilim a Kaddish? How's Term a Kaddish? See, the thing over here is that the fantastic word in this Gemara, Tzitzis are Adam, it's Torah. There's a Tzitzis are talking. Tzitzis are talking. And warning, the Torah, that's why one man, the Yomar, says, Abba Sholem, tells Tzitzis, it's crucial. What crucial means Torah? The call of the Tzitzis, Doim of the what? Doim of the Rekia. And that? It's a Doim of Shem, it's crucial there. So it's Mekadesh. There are three things screaming at you the whole day. Learn or burn. Which are the three things? Torah, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. We'll call it Adam. Right. Warning you the whole day. That's why certain, I'm not going to say the name, certain people have very long tzitzis. They need a lot of warnings. They need a lot of very long tzitzis they need. They need a lot of hasrois over here. Right, hopefully it should work. So that's what he's saying over here. Torah has a... It's Torah, not for words. Through colors and doima l'kisya kovet doima l'shemayim doima, right? It says that that's the big problem with the tzitzit and tchelis. We don't know exactly what color it is. What's interesting, I remember a few months ago, I'm in shul, and I see this guy duchening. So he has wearing tefillos. I noticed, right? I usually look at the shoes, but I saw one guy got nervous. He put on his ballet shoes, and he's afraid I'm going to steal his shoes. I asked, what kavanas do you have doing duchening? I want you to steal my shoes. But this time I was watching the tzitzis. He had tchelis, but the tchelis cotton tchelis was different color than the tchelis gadol. I said, "Boy, you have two cheetahs. There's so many brands out there, different machlokes, and what color is the tchelis?" Sky blue, dark blue, light blue. What is tchelis? So I was seeing another guy, he's a chazinish, about tchelis. And the chazinish said, take a needle, go across the street, the big fat horse, stick him, and it brings blood. That's chalus. In other words, was he tough? People have no idea. You know, there was some stick that horse, and that'll be your chalus over there. So, different sheetahs. So yesterday I have two sheetahs over here. The chalus gold, a different color than chalus cotton. No, it's the same. One of them faded. One of them faded. The Rambam says, what is chalus? What is chalus? It does not fade. That's chalus. The chirp. Right. Okay. One of them faded. Right. That's a difference. As a matter of fact, it's big amaratsis. There's a Rambam that says, Perik Aleph and Tzitzis. Perik Bey Tzitzis. Listen to this. He speaks about this. He says, Chalus are more of a Torah, Perik Bey. The Chol Mokram, he at Semer at Savua, he potu shebekoichal. What's that? Zuhi Dmus Rekia. And nearest for Ayin, but Torah Shurakia. 12 noon. But Chalus, but more of a Torah, but Tzitzis, Sosha, Tehei, Tzviyosa, Tzviya, you do what they know. She met us be off here, what is Tana? Never fades. The culture, the limits, my boys, that's real. Possible it's sisters. After we came with you, the color is good. She goes to Savoy, but it's this. A Bishara Mashkirin. How is it possible it's sisters? It's this. And Shara Mashkirin, a plus why the apostle, why pass this? Because the Amish Tana. So the question is, you should say the pasuk, they're not chilazon. Right? They're not chilazon. What do you see? They spend millions of dollars looking for chilazon. You don't need chilazon. Right? If you have a chemical that doesn't fade, that's perfect. They spend millions of dollars arguing that chilazon, not chilazon. Chilazon happens to be stay forever. They never found it. But the Rambam says Istis is no good. Why is it no good? Because it doesn't, it's continuing the statement. It fades. It has to be eternal. Right. As a matter of fact, the color that fades the most, I checked it out, it's blue. That's the color that fades the most. You see this guy? There's a famous painting, one of the most expensive paintings, the Blue Boy. You know the painting Blue Boy? What color is it? Green. Well, used to be blue. Right. Used to be blue. The Israeli flag of... Yeah? Used to be blue. Now he joined the Ada. What did he come? It's faded already. Now it's green. Blue fades very quickly. You don't need chalazon over here. Has to be loitishtana. Yeah. Loitishtana. Well, and that's pshat. Why loitishtana? Because it's Torah. It's a message over here. Right. What's it say in the Torah? You're in the Torah Hashem Tamima, you're Hashem, no, I met this, Vlad. Right, that's the Chalus, the message of the Chalus. Right, and the Machlok is the Masech that sits us. If you have to be Nizra in it, like the Dover Shem Ketusha, see that? Right. Can you have sits on the floor, slipping on the floor? Could you or can't you? If you go to film Chas V'Shalom, Machlokes, Masech Tzitzis, set what two paragraphs Masech Tzitzis in back over his own. 2 days where it's a Davar Shem. What should be a Davar Shem Kedusha? The answer: it's an aid, and it's talking. The Tzitzis talks. It's an aid. What's it? Who are the Vavo? What does the aid do? Warns you. You know that? Warns you. So it warns you. And That's why it's a mitzvah to wear it the whole day. We don't wear talis gadol the whole day. What we do, we wear talis katan the whole day. That's why. See them notice that. No chassidus should get a cast right out of talis katan. Why? Because it's kedusha. They're very nizer in kedusha. And tumah in kedusha. You're not going to find a... No, my only shaila is, you have to touch on a word, and the machlokes about this. Who does the warning? The tchelis or a loved one? See, we don't have tchelis today. Right? The tchelis for the warning? Well, it says, Reisem Oisai. Who's Oisai? What's that? Mitzitzis, where it means, what does Rashi say? What's Oisai? Famous Rashi. Taryag, you see Taryag, how do you see Taryag? No?
The
knots. The knots and the, right? The whole tzitzis, Reisem Oisai. And Reisem Kedoshim. Others say, I think Ramban says it goes on the trailers. But that's, tzitzis is different than everything else. Tzitzis is an aid, Arba Adam says there. Warning the guy. Okay, warning him. Who are you gonna fly? Whoa. Oh, are you gonna roast? Okay, it's a modern Zaha over here. You see another Kiddush. She asked them, what's your Rebbe's name? Mechitz says he has a Rebbe. If he didn't have a Rebbe, he'd sin. Whoa! She knew it. He had a Rebbe.